About 20 till I'm not always listening. Chase, I don't know if we had this story or not last week. Dallas police searching for a man who allegedly attacked a woman with a frozen armadillo.
No, I don't think we had that.
Investigators told Fox 4, Dallas-Fort Worth, that...
That's KDFW, man.
That's it. That the
used fight, to be a CBS affiliate.
I remember that.
Yeah, damn.
That the fight started in an apartment. Used to be KRLD television a long time
true,
ago.
True, true.
CBS.
That was even before my time.
Yep. The fight started in an apartment parking lot on September the 29th when the suspect was selling the carcass to the alleged victim, says here, who planned to eat it.
Of course she did.
Don't know. The pair haggling over the price when police said that the man...
I wonder what a dead frozen armadillo is going for these days.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you want me to get on eBay here?
So yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
We don't have all the information. The pair was haggling over the price when police said the man hurled the armadillo at the 57-year-old woman twice.
911, what is your emergency? Now, I'm over here trying to buy a dead armadillo, and this man throwed it at me.
Now, again, to hurl it, would that not seem to be that you threw it?
Or ate it.
Yeah.
That's after.
Yeah.
If you eat it, then you'll hurl it.
You got my drift there, yeah.
But it says he did it twice. Did he throw it at her? It bounced off. He picked it up and threw it at her again? The woman struck in the leg, chest, and suffered bruises, according to police. So far, investigators have been unable to track down the suspect, who they say could face assault charges.
If all you have to go on is the fact that he had a dead armadillo.
Yeah. According to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, Texas law...
There's a country song in there somewhere.
All he had was a dead armadillo.
Yeah, that's all he had to go on, yeah.
Yeah. Texas law prohibits the
sale
of...
The day she left me, all I had was a dead armadillo.
Now, they prohibit the sale of live armadillos, but some, in fact, have developed a taste for it. Some people say it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Some don't. During the Great Depression in the 1930s, they were known as a Hoover hog and also poor man's pork. That's armadillo.
A lot of them are rabid, though, aren't they?
Well,
I mean, that's what I've heard, at least. I mean,
I'm thinking it's not a safe thing to be doing just anyway. But I mean, this has made the news. This is on the and once again, now that brings up the question about here's the story.
Did you find it?
Frozen armadillo beating blows the lid off Texas black market.
Oh, no, that's not sensationalistic at all.
It says, frozen armadillo beating blows the lid off Texas black market and Craigslist armadillo trade. That's right. Baked, barbecued, or turned into chili. Okay. They have a link to leprosy. Leprosy.
Leprosy, that's what
problem.
It is.
Yeah, so anyway.
Leprosy. Who gets leprosy anymore?
People who eat armadillos sometimes, hello.
Chase is, I think, confused on the rabid armadillo.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, leprosy.
They're known to have leprosy.
Thank you.
I knew it was something. I knew there was some diseases, and I was pretty sure I was wrong. But,
something you wouldn't want to share.
No.
Yeah.
So you eat an armadillo and your arm will fall off.
Cause and effect. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And the armadillo can't be too pleased either.
No, and then you have to continue walking through the village yelling, unclean!
And you have to send condolence cards to the armadillo's family every Christmas.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, so what's new this Halloween? Some groups trying to make kids carry an extra bag full of thank you cards along with their pumpkin. The Golly Jeepers Most Polite Trick-or-Treater campaign. I mean... And they've got a website.
I don't want a thank you card.
Well, no.
Just go away.
Well, no. Don't be tacky.
I kind of got it. I'm going to side with Tom on this one.
But actually, the idea.
Here's your candy. Let me get back to my TV show. Yeah.
No, but see, here's what I did. Actually, let me correct myself.
All right.
Because that was most definitely my mentality toward trick or treating. It was just, you know, ding dong. Okay, here we go.
Right. Okay.
Wearing out the carpet between my recliner and the front
right.
door.
But now you're a daddy.
Know, now I got yappy little dogs. Uh-huh. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. Mm. You know, and I mean, to the point that we would just leave.
Okay.
I mean, we'd just leave. We'd go somewhere else or, you know, go hit a carnival or something like that. And a Halloween carnival.
Yeah, not the mall Ferris wheel.
Well, no, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking,
Son, you want another candy apple?
Oh, no, I wasn't even there. I'm thinking it's Jamie and Chase sitting in the front seat of the car pulling stockings over their faces.
What? You know? You got us robbing a bank?
Hitting a carnival.
You know?
Oh, hitting a carnival. I see.
You know, yeah, the next time.
Times are tough. Yeah.
Things to do. Give me all your tickets. Go buy new stockings. Yeah, no. Give me the tickets so I can go over to the milk bottles.
You know, the next time I go by that now, and Judy asked me, do you know anybody that goes there? I'll say, yeah, Chase and Jamie go there every Halloween.
Royalty Pecans has a special culinary experience planned for you Thursday, November 10th. Whether you're a connoisseur or just a lover of great food and wine, you'll enjoy this evening in the country. The menu will be prepared by Chef Wade Schindler of Party Time Catering in Columbus, and each course will be paired with a specially chosen wine from Bernhardt Winery in Magnolia. Seating is limited, so call now for Royalty Pecans Dinner and Wine Tasting Thursday, November 10th. Call 979-272-3904 or click on royaltypecans.com. For everything pecan, visit Royalty Pecans.
Hi, I'm Joey Perez, PGA golf professional at Blue Bonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Blue Bonnet is undergoing many improvements to enhance your golfing experience. We'll soon have a new golf shop, a new fleet of golf carts by the end of the year. We have begun extensive bunker renovations. Come play 18 holes at Blue Bonnet anytime Monday through Thursday or Friday through Sunday after 2 p.m. for only $18 plus tax. That's a buck a hole, and be sure to mention the buck a hole special when you call to book your next tee time. Call Blue Bonnet at 936-894-2207 to reserve your next tee time.
Hi, this is Kelly from David Gardner's Jewelers. Gentlemen, if you're thinking about proposing this holiday, now is the time to get the process started. At David Gardner's, we have 3 certified gemologists and a GIA-educated staff that can help explain value and why diamonds are priced the way they are. So whether you have $2,000 or $20,000, our goal is to find you the best value for your budget.
Don't miss the David Gardner's Diamond event this Thursday through Saturday.
David Gardner's Jewelers, where Aggies get engaged.
So now the idea is that they would have these printed up thank you cards so that your little grumunchkin, after getting the candy, would be able to show good manners without actually having to interact with the person. They'll stand there looking down and they'll hold the hand, they'll hold their the fully extended, hold the card out to you, so that they don't actually have to say thank you.
No, what I did last year, and actually it was a lot of fun, is I took the bucket of candy, and I just turned on the lights on my house and dropped the tailgate on my pickup and hopped up there, and people walking down the sidewalk could just walk up there.
Oh.
And I just met them at the street. It allows for more interaction.
Yeah.
And it was actually quite fun.
Well, there you are.
Good. I got to go buy me a pickup. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So it'll only cost you however many thousands of dollars to do that, Tom, but I highly recommend it.
It just cost me $35,000, but that's okay.
Or you could just be creepy and open up the trunk of your car.
Yeah. Or can I borrow your pickup that night?
Sure, come on over.
Anyway, it looks to be clear in 52 on Halloween-y night. So
that's
going to
be
kind
of a chilly Halloween.
Yeah,
chilly
Halloween. A little bit chilly. Now.
As it should be.
Yeah. If that didn't auger you into the ground, because, you know, that's what
apparently
I want to try to do.
Apparently it did you.
Yeah. Well, I just, well. If they're going to say thank you, let them say thank you. Don't give them a card.
No, you're right. No, I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Learn the good manners. Small organization of students at Ohio University that has launched a campaign against racist Halloween costumes.
Wait, where is this?
This is Ohio University. Okay. The group is called STARS. It has a rather awkward title, Students Teaching Against Racism. So they have the name of what they're trying to be against in their name,
of
which
course.
Is kind of interesting. So they've created a series of posters that show college-age people of varying ethnic groups holding up pictures of costumes they say is insulting to their heritage. For instance, the Latino man holds up a picture of a costume of a guy wearing a sombrero and riding a donkey. The Arab student...
That's pretty complicated. Who gets a donkey for their Halloween costume?
The Arab student shows somebody wearing a suicide bomber costume.
Mm.
The Japanese woman holding up a picture of a geisha. Each poster in the campaign features the headline, "We're a culture, not a costume. This is not who I am, and this is not okay."
Of course, it's not who you are. The costume isn't saying that's who you are. The costume is a dress up.
I thought that was the whole purpose of Halloween.
Yeah.
Dress up and be somebody you're not.
Well, let me ask you this. Do they have a farmer holding, or do they have a cowboy holding up a picture of someone in a cowboy costume?
Because any little kid dressed up as a cowboy is obviously anti-cowboy.
You're right.
And their parents are anti-cowboy.
Exactly right.
Or anti-cowbites.
Yeah.
All right.
What you need to do is you need to go up there with a kid dressed like an engine and y'all attack each other every time you ring the doorbell.
And just live up to all the stereotypes.
Yeah, do that. Take something away from the Indian, okay? That way you could be the I'm the U.S. government. You reach in and take something from the Indian. How's that?
That's what you want. A great Halloween costume. Do that. Just dress up in a suit, and as soon as they knock on the door, just grab the candy out of there and say, "I'm the government. I'm taking my share."
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
That's right.
Or like better yet, walk up with a group of children. Okay.
Okay.
It would take children understanding that they're still going to make it out okay.
Okay. All right.
But can you imagine? You get like five kids to go with you, and I go with them, okay? And I'm just dressed up in a suit, and I, you know, just bang on the door like that. They answer the door.
Yeah.
I reach in, and I grab as much candy as I can in my hand and say, "I'm dressed up as the U.S. government. I'm going to redistribute this candy to these children."
Yes. And I'm going to decide who gets what.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's a fantastic
concept. Or take 27 pieces of candy and call it your 999 plan.
Yeah. You can do that.
You know, all kinds of things.
Oh, all right. Is there a smell?
Where we are. Our refrigerator.
I only noticed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, wait. Let me do the good smell story first. Okay.
We got a bad fridge.
Yeah. When Kenya Ailey arrived home at her University City, Missouri apartment, she found somebody inside. She and a friend tried to open the door, but somebody inside was holding it closed.
Mm-hmm.
When they realized it was an intruder, the roles reversed and they held the door closed.
Yeah.
While screaming. Yeah.
You're not going to win.
Now, call the police. Call the police. They held on long enough for the officers to arrive. Damon Petty in custody. Petty was in her house, in the kitchen, cooking bacon. Needed me some bacon.
At least he was cooking something delicious.
Yes. Broke into Kenya's apartment and cooking some bacon.
Could have been making hummus or something like that.
Well, now we say, could there be a smell that we all agree is just horrible? A British survey found the smell of a wet dog is something we can do without.
See, I think they're far more offensive things.
Well, they said cheesy socks also.
Oh.
Okay. Well, just saying.
I don't think it's the socks. It's the word cheesy.
Saying. Yeah,
It's your editorializing on the socks.
All right. The survey by Febreze also discovered that we...
You're doing that.
Yeah. That we love the smell of bread baked fresh out of the oven. Men, of course, ranked bacon high on their list, while women prefer the sniff of newly washed clothes. So,
washed
clothes. Well, I like newly washed clothes.
Hello.
One of the best all-time costumes I've ever seen, a friend of mine years ago wrapped herself up with some red border tape, like barrier tape, and went as bureaucracy.
The King and Queen invite you to choose your own adventure this year at the 37th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival, presented by Bud Light. Join us for 8 magically themed weekends and Thanksgiving Friday, October 8th through November 27th. Catch hundreds of daily performances, along with games and activities for kids of all ages. Feast on international cuisine and explore our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Wood Forest National Bank and online at TexRenFest.com. The Texas Renaissance Festival and Bud Light. Choose your own adventure.
The Farm Use Tax Exemption Law is changing January 1st, and Producers Cooperative is hosting an informational meeting Saturday, October 29th at 9 a.m. to help you understand the new law and help with registration for your sales tax exemption on selected products. If you're a farmer or rancher, this meeting at Producers on Saturday, October 29th is a must. Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21. Call 979-778-6000.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Do you have painful legs with swelling, night cramps, or restless legs? If so, you may be suffering from reflux disease that causes varicose veins and spider veins. It's time to wave goodbye to these veins with VeinWave or the venous closure procedure. I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I personally perform the diagnostic ultrasound to precisely locate the reflux. To find out more, please contact our office at 696-VEIN or check our website at CentralTexasVeinCenter.com. Thanks to all who selected us as Best Vein Center by both Best of the Brazos and the Reader's Choice Award. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Pet owners are very nervous when they have to leave their animals behind. But when you have the option to leave them with the Brazos Valley's premier boarding facility, you have nothing to worry about. At Aggie Pet Zone, your pets receive love and attention from their trained and caring staff. Plus, Aggie Pet Zone is so nice, clean, safe, and comfortable, it's a true pet vacation destination. When you're on vacation, pamper your pet while you're away at Aggie Pet Zone, setting a new standard in pet care on Rock Prairie Road in College Station. Call 693-9663 or visit AggiePetZone.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about, need to put my headphones on, about 4 minutes till. Okay, so there's the worker at the Hanford Nuclear Power Plant in Washington State got a pretty big scare. New York Post says the unidentified employee using an outdoor porta potty. What? Why is there an outdoor porta potty?
I don't want to see the indoor porta potty.
Anyway.
What's the purpose of the porta if it's indoor?
Yeah. Anyway. Suddenly it was lifted off the ground and started to move. Turns out the forklift driver had been asked to move the porta potty, but the driver forgot to check inside to see if it was being used. Worker ended up being trapped inside until the impromptu ride came to a full and complete stop. It could have been a construction worker, I guess. Maybe it's not built out. All right, emergency responders in California said a man spent about 9 hours trapped in a child's swing at a public park after accepting a bet from friends. Police said they responded Saturday morning to the report of a man screaming in a park around 6 in the morning and found the 21-year-old man with his legs stuck inside. They had to use laundry detergent to lube up his legs and squeeze him out at 9 o'clock.
They squeeze him out at 9 o'clock.
He accepted a $100 bet from friends that he couldn't fit in the child swing. Well, shit, oh, you. They arrived on the scene, cut the chains on the swing, allowing the man to be taken to the hospital where he was.
At least it wasn't
freed.
An infant swing.
Yeah, from
of course, he just broken that
leg holsters. Yeah,
which would have made me mad if it'd been my kid's swing because ours was expensive.
Might have been in a park. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Well, it was probably because I don't know when the last time you boys have been to the park, but you know, and we have fantastic parks here in Bryan College Station, and they have regular swings. But then they have the little kid swings,
right?
Which is more of a little bucket with leg holes in it,
sure.
That's attached by a chain, and you just drop the kid in the bucket, and all right, swing, and you walk away for him for you know a couple of hours or so.
Where's the kid? Oh, I forgot him.
Right.
Oh, dang.
Again.
Yeah. Parent of the year. All right, let me see. Just so you once again can worry about one more thing, because we always like it when you live in fear. That means you keep coming back to the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you filled up your gas tank on the way to work this morning, you may want to wash your hands twice. A new survey shows that gas pump handles are the number one dirtiest surface Americans touch on their way to the office. The study from Kimberly-Clark ranks everyday surfaces based on the amount and types of bacteria and viruses found there. Well,
yeah, I mean, how many surfaces do you touch on your way to the office? I mean, the door handle.
Other types of things on the filth scale, the public mailbox handles, escalator door rails, handrails, and ATM-type pads. I can't come to work. I'll have to touch a germy
That's
handle.
Right. I've got ATM finger.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Terrible things could happen. Yes, I'm sure I've got ATM finger. Oh, man.
That might not be too bad. Isn't that what a Giggum sign is? That's ATM finger.
Yeah. Well, and the next time you think about that you touch the ATM is right after you've licked your finger, you know.
I hate when I do that.
All right, on this date in history.
I love this. I've missed this part.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
The Pony Express officially ceased operation this date, 1861.
Really? Have they delivered the mail yet?
Yeah, they have.
They're still waiting on it.
Yeah. Or was it like just in mid-delivery? Yeah. Say, I quit.
Well, I'm going home. Why do you buy insurance for mail at the post office? What, to ensure that they do their job? What is that about?
I quit. Yeah, tired of looking at this horse's butt. I'm gone. Okay. Yeah.
This date in 1881, something that really wasn't a big deal, but they tried.